All the feverish debate this past week on what to do about Saddam Hussein made me think of a visitor last week, a young man from Sudan who may end up in Iraq fighting for the United States. David told me that as long as he can remember, even as a boy in Africa, he wanted to visit the U.S. Capitol, and that's what he did last week. He's one of those lost boys of Sudan, a Christian from the South targeted by the Islamic fundamentalist government in the North. At age 17, he was accused of being a rebel, thrown in jail, and tortured. He escaped to Kenya, was eventually put on a series of planes, and landed in South Dakota in the middle of winter. A good Samaritan gave him a coat. He ended up at a Job Corps center, then a university, where he joined ROTC, studied political science, and became one of the most honored students on campus. He was a featured speaker at his own graduation this spring, appearing as a new U.S. citizen and a second lieutenant in the United States Army. His parents probably knew none of this. They haven't seen him in 10 years. Last week in Washington, David watched the Senate vote, toured the Pentagon, and looked at his own reflection in the sea of names at the Vietnam Memorial. He ate at a Sudanese restaurant, where he overheard diners from the North pledge to kill Christians from the South. He stood inside the Lincoln Memorial, drifting to words inscribed in granite. He didn't merely glance like most of the tourists around him. He carefully read every word, including these. Bind up the nation's wounds, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. Abraham Lincoln, he told me later, died for the words he wrote and the decisions he made. There are many like him, David said, who shed their own blood to defend freedom. David goes on active military duty soon. He speaks fluent Arabic, so my wife and I, his surrogate parents, worry he'll get sent to Iraq if American troops attack. But he's not worried, he says. To him, his duty is clear. He's lived under a repressive regime. He knows what it's like to suffer persecution. He's willing to die, he says, for his adopted country. America, he says, respects him as a human being and supports his freedoms of expression and religion. In Sudan, he adds, he's dismissed as an infidel. David returned to his American home with one souvenir, a blue pile sweater imprinted with the seal of the United States. He has memories now of the capital he always wanted to see. This young man is resolved to do what he's asked by the country he's found. David, it seems, is a lost boy no more.